The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Tisha Boone, and you're listening to KaraokeCast here on theflypod.com. Quite a bit has happened since the last time we spoke. For one thing, I decided to dye my own hair, and surprisingly enough, I actually really like it. I've gone to get my hair done quite a few times, and every time I hate it. So I decided I didn't want to spend money to get a hair color that I didn't like, so I decided I would do it myself. Well, I still spend money, but obviously it's cheaper. So I got a kit where I dye my hair one dark color and then do my own highlights. And I finally figured out what I don't like about highlights. I don't like the ones on top. So I pulled my hair back and did the ones from the bottom and all the way through. And it looks kind of like if you've ever seen Sons of Anarchy. It's kind of like Gemma's, except for mine start underneath and I don't have them up top. But color-wise, I'm kind of like Gemma right now, which is interesting to say the least. And if you haven't seen Sons of Anarchy, it is awesome. I finished the season. I also got a curling iron that is the one with the wand, so it doesn't actually have a clamp on it. And it's pretty cool. I have never held curl in my hair until now. So, well, not for a long length of time anyway. So I did that. Obviously, we are still doing the whole vegetarian thing. Although, I saw a documentary that also says that dairy is not so good for you either, but I decided I'm going to keep dairy in my diet. I did tell you about MyFitnessPal.com, which is the app I've been using to track all of the things that I eat. And I started to become a little compulsive about it recently, so I've decided I'm going to back off of that and continue to use it, but not freak out about it, which was funny because we celebrated my birthday the other day, and I was freaking out about how many drinks I could drink and how whatever I could eat, and it's my birthday. The whole point's to have fun. So that was fun. But surprisingly enough, I stayed within my calories if you don't count the drinks. Other than that, it is very muddy and mushy outside, so my little Starkey Poo that I told you about, who's the husky, has been getting dirty every single time he goes outside. So, you let him out to pee, and he comes in and you have to give him a bath. Baths are not fun for Stark. He doesn't enjoy them. Neither do I. So, it has been lovely. He's gotten a lot better, though, because he's had so many baths now that he kind of understands the routine. But today I gave him a bath, and he was trying to get out and busted my upper lip. So, it's a little swollen at the moment, but I'll survive. So, the song that's been stuck in my head is actually a song from Sweeney Todd. And the reason why it's been stuck in my head is because my husband and I volunteer at a radio station where we sing, well, I sing in episodes. He makes the music, scores the music for the plays, and I also act in the plays. And he has recently started acting in some of the plays. So we went to record lines the other day. Both of our characters had English accents. So, of course, if I have a character with an English accent, the first thing I do is listen to Sweeney Todd to get back into the mood, because for some reason, when I do an English accent, if I don't listen to one first, I turn into a real country English twang. It's really weird. So, when I listen to something like Sweeney Todd, then I can get back in the flow of things. So, the song that's been stuck in my head is actually By the Sea from Sweeney Todd, the Helena Bonham Carter version. Oh, Mr. Todd, I'm so happy. I could eat you up, I really could. You know what I'd like to do, Mr. Todd. What a dream. If the business stays as good, would really like to go in a year or so. Don't you want to know? Do you really want to know? By the sea, Mr. Todd, that's a life I carve it. You and me, Mr. Todd, oh, I know you love it. You and me, Mr. T, we could be alone in a house where we'd almost own down by the sea. Wouldn't that be smashing? Think how snug it'll be underneath our flannel when it's just you and me in the English Channel in our cozy retreat kept all neat and tidy. We'll have chums over every Friday by the sea. Don't you love the weather? By the sea, we'll grow together. By the seaside, ho ho, by the beautiful sea. It'll be so quiet that he'll come by it, except to say go, ho ho. We shouldn't try it until it's legal for two. But a seaside wedding could be devised, me rumple betting legitimized. Me eyelids will flutter and turn into butter the moment I utter, I do. Down by the sea, merry, nice and proper. By the sea, bring along your chopper. By the seaside, ho, by the beautiful sea. So that's the song that's been stuck in my head. What's been stuck in your head? Send your songs to shout@theflypod.com and just put Karaoke Cast in the heading. I can't wait to hear you. Other than that, it's mostly been taking care of my little boys. Stark's the husky, Hobbs is the 3-year-old cat, and Leonardo is a year old now. And they are crazy. We also went to the comic book store again. I absolutely love that store. I did buy a Superman comic, of course, which I'll be reading soon, and I'll let you know how this one goes. So right about now, what I'm focusing on is the new vegetarian diet, the counting my calories, and I am trying to pick up Italian again. I started learning Italian and then I stopped, but I've been using an audio CD, so I'm picking that up again. So far I can say, io vorrei mangiare qualcosa. So that's the song that's been stuck in my head based on the recording we were doing for the English accents. When we went to do the recording, we were doing our mic placement, and my husband does music at home and I do recording at the station. Well, we were arguing over how he should place his mic because I'm just that type of person. So I told him he was eating his mic, and of course that turned into a dirty pun. The point was, my husband's character was supposed to have this really thick English accent, and then my character was supposed to decipher what he said, but I also had a thick English accent, but not as thick as his. So in the process of prepping for it, like I said, I was going into a country accent, so I was supposed to say, right, and sometimes I would say, right. It wasn't working right. There was this part where I was supposed to say, let me translate, but it was written, let me translate, and then I sounded, well, like the translate instead of, let me translate. So, a little different. So, in the process of recording it, I told my husband that his mic wasn't placed properly, and I said, you're not supposed to eat it. And then it turned into, oh, I thought that was your job, and then it turned into a lovely pun, which a majority of our conversations while recording do, and then they end up getting put in bloopers, and that's lovely, which I'm sure I know they have my snort in quite a few, because when I laugh really hard, I tend to snort, which you've also heard on our show here on Karaoke Cast. And once again, that's why that song was stuck in my head. So please send me which song is stuck in your head, and you can be the next voice here on Karaoke Cast. Just send your songs to shout@theflypod.com and put Karaoke Cast in the heading. Feel free to also send any recipe ideas. If you have any vegetarian recipes that you think are good, send them my way, because I am still working on building up that book of items that we can make. But so far, it's going well. Like I said, the only bump in the road was my calorie counting, which isn't even part of the vegetarian thing. It was just something I decided to do. But speaking of calorie counting, if you know of any low-cal vegetarian recipes that are around the 200 range, That would be nice, because then I can eat more meals throughout the day. And please look at my profile picture so you know I'm just not a big tubby tub. And I'm just trying to be a little more conscious and get nice and fit and healthy. Which, in the process, I've realized that some of the foods we were eating before had high fructose corn syrup in them, which you wouldn't think would. Like, chili I used to make with Brooks Mild chili beans and with another brand of tomatoes, and I found out that there was actually high fructose corn syrup in both of them. So I made my own recipe with organic kidney beans that didn't have anything like that in them, and organic roasted tomatoes, and it actually turned out really good. Funny enough, my friend didn't tell me that she didn't like beans, so she ended up eating tomatoes and cheese. But she liked it. And that was for my little birthday gathering, which was a lot of fun. I cannot believe that my birthday has already come back around, but it has. And really, that's what's going on in my life right now, but I will keep you updated, and I can't wait to hear about yours. So please send your emails to shout@theflypod.com. Hope to hear from you next week.